I've been laying out the ingredients of helping your child succeed in school, and there are a couple more that I want to get to. Another ingredient is what I call partnering with your child's school in good times and bad. You need to think of yourself as being a partner with your child's teacher. Now, that may be difficult. You may not be used to thinking of yourself that way. Unfortunately, in some cases, the teacher may not be acting like a terrific partner. But we have to think of ourselves as partners with the school in good times and bad. And when you want to be a partner with the school, there's some things to do that if you can build them into your schedule just once or twice or a few times, they pay off. Go to the school. If you can, walk your child or drive your child to school, and don't just drop him or her off, but if you can park the car and take a minute. Now, we have busy schedules, and some of us have to be at work at a certain time, but it helps to go into the school. You should know your child's teacher just in a friendly way. You should know the principal. If your child is sick and the school nurse calls you and you have to leave your job and pick up your child, it's going to happen sometime. Stop and get to know the nurse's name. It helps. Smile. Be friendly. Teachers are human beings. And like all of us, they sometimes give a little extra to people who seem to appreciate them and the work they do. And if you get to know the school in good times, and you like them, and they like you, and you chat, when the rough times come, that's like money in the bank. When things are not going so well, it helps that this teacher basically likes you, knows you, laughed with you about a kind of funny thing, complained about the weather, all the things that normal people do. And then we've got a little bit of relationship in the bank that we can draw on.